Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing today Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis, pastoring a church up in Folkestone, Georgia. We're delighted that he's with us. He's also one of the students in Conservative Theological University, studying with us, working on his bachelor's in biblical studies. And I'm delighted, I can tell you, because I've had the privilege to teach some of his courses. And he's an excellent student, loves the Lord, knows the Word. In fact, some of the dialogue and discussion we have in the classroom, it's a joy and a blessing to be able to have men like this that's anxious to study, has a passion and a zeal for knowing the Word of God better. I believe we have another call on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. Go right ahead.
Okay. You were discussing earlier about the split between the young people and the older people in the church. Can I make a quick comment?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, way back when I was in Asbury Seminary, the sermon cultural music wars was going on. And that was a debate between, well, should we have contemporary music or should we have the old-time music? And I was watching my church I was in at the time. They decided to have a contemporary service and the new music. And what happened was interesting. All the young people went to the contemporary. All the older people stayed, well, I can't say all, but stayed in the older music. So you had essentially two churches in one church. And it was kind of sad. There was no interaction between the older people and the young people, which gets back to what you're discussing about the older people being a mentor, but how can they be mentoring if they're in a separate church, even if it's in the same building? So it was kind of, I don't know if that's part of your topic for today or not, but...
Oh, absolutely. In fact... That's the thing, if I can interrupt for a moment and say this, that's the thing that I believe is destroying, if I can use that term literally, destroying the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in America today. That's the problem that we have, is that there's a focus, calling it demographic focus, where demographically they are segmented, segregating, dividing the body of Christ into the WOW organization and group and those that are there to study the Word of God. Whereas in reality, in fact, if I can use this as an illustration, Brother Davis, I believe you'll understand this also. Back less than 100 years ago, in my younger years in ministry, I served as children's pastor in our church. It was set up so the kids, 4 or 5 years old, up till 12 years old. And I started out with about 5 or 6, and after about a year, I had about 75 in that group. And I would teach them how to sit for an hour. I would teach them doing the Bible study to listen and ask questions. We even had the kids as ushers and those that were leading the singing. Literally, it was an age group that you could mold and train. And the focus that I took with it was that we do that until they're able to sit for an hour, listen, and then they would be graduated. We'd have a graduation service. They'd graduate into adult worship.
Amen.
So that they could be mixed with their families then, seated with moms and dads, knowing how to listen, knowing how to turn to the Scripture, knowing how to find the Bible books, and knowing what the Word of God is about. And so getting back with our caller, getting back to the question, we're talking about the travesty of dividing the body of Christ, and this article is staring, glaring, but it brings out the truth of what's happening, whether there's a movement that says, you old folks get out, as in that church, in that Minnesota church, or whether it's focusing on the 18 to 35-year-old age group with the rock and roll music and the blab it and grab it theology and the cotton candy theology and the voodoo theology that has nothing to do with the teaching, the preaching, the training, and the Word of God. And it's literally destroying the body of Christ. I see every week, the what I call the gray hair, the white hair, and the no hair group, looking for a church where the old-fashioned gospel music is preached and where the Word of God is expositorily presented so that they can learn the Scripture. So you're exactly right. That's part and parcel of the problem.
And one other comment, and I'll, before I go, the pastor had to prepare two sermons for each group. So which one had the more meat on it generally was the older group, because the younger group, like you say, you know, they didn't have the training. So you had to, I hate the word, simplify it down to where they can understand it. But like if they had like a program like you described, where the younger students were taught the basics, then you can have the same sermon for both people.
Yes,
but amen.
It's really sad, you know, what happened. But I'll let you go, and
all right.
I'm enjoying the show. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your input.
Amen.
Good input, dialogue, and discussion on that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're interviewing today Pastor Glenn Davis from up in Folkestone, Georgia. And for those that are not aware of Folkestone, Georgia, that is southern part of Georgia. In fact, it is when you get into crossing the St. Mary's River and get into Florida, you're still in South Georgia.
Amen.
But I'm delighted that Pastor Davis is with us today. Pastor Davis, let me ask you a question. We're going to get into our glancing at and looking at with a cursory overview of the Titus 2 text in a moment. But you're enrolled at Conservative Theological University. And tell our listeners, because we want to talk about that for a moment, CTU, Conservative Theological University, and what we do. In fact, I'm looking at one of our folders for the university. It says, recognized worldwide. Conservative Theological University has been in existence since June of 1982. We've had the privilege of impacting lives of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those that are preaching and teaching the Word of God, multitudes of them now pastoring churches globally, ministries globally. And we have the mantra that the education with Conservative Theological University is theologically sound, doctrinally conservative, realistically practical, and financially affordable. And that succinctly states where we are. And we have our education, ladies and gentlemen, for Conservative Theological University, domiciled right here in Jacksonville, Florida. But we have students across the nation and around the globe. And we have traditional classroom studies on campus, online education. It is the e-courses, we call it, the internet, where you can sit down any place, anytime, pull your internet up, and download your courses and take them. We have the video courses, a combination of all of them, where you can have the personalized distance education, the online education, or the in-classroom studies. And Pastor Davis is taking his courses in classroom. I believe you have some also assigned that's online, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Or the distance education, yes.
Yes, sir.
Some can take them online and in the classroom. In his case, where the travel is there, he's doing some of both. But tell our listeners something about, just feel free to talk about CTU, what your thoughts are about the institution, whether or not this is the place that you need to be. Are you getting the training that you're looking for? What would you recommend to other pastors, preachers, teachers that are listening?
Well, the first thing, Dr. Youngblood, I would like to say to those who have not found a place that they can attend or a place that you would like to go to receive a quality Christian education, you're missing out on something really good here. When I came to CTU in the fall of last year, and I got into the curriculum, and I got to know Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Phelps and Dr. Dorothy. I call her my mother right now on today.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I just kind of fell in love with these people because it seemed to satisfy a great and a deep hunger that I had down in my soul, not just for the education, but for people that were living right. People that are preaching and teaching the truth and have a life to back it up. And Conservative Theological University, I'll tell you, people, if you're not here, this is the place to come. I will tell you, they are very articulate at what they do. They are total and complete. And I'll tell you, after each class session, when I leave and I'm heading back home down the road, sometimes I'm throwing my hands out the window, giving God the praise, saying, thank you, Jesus, for sending me this way. I mean, because this is it gave me more than what I was expecting to receive.
Amen.
So
Amen.
For those of you that are not enrolled in a place that is quality or that you feel that's not really giving you what you need to equip you to do service in the body of Christ, Conservative Theological University is the place to be.
You know, Pastor Davis, I hear people say that if God calls you to preach, God's going to tell you what to say. Let me use an illustration for our listeners. Back many, many years ago in some of my graduate studies, Dr. Robert Witte was the professor teaching one of my speech classes. And Dr. Witte, on one occasion, we had about 35, 40 pastors, students in the classroom. And Dr. Witte said, gentlemen, stand up. We all stood up beside our desk. And he said, head straight, chin out, hands beside you. And now he had his PhD was in speech communication. And he believed in communication. So he said, hands beside you. And he said, now, gentlemen, I want you to take a deep breath in and hold your breath. We did. And I'm standing there about to pop with my breath being held in, thinking, what is this man doing? He said, now, release the breath. And we did. And then he, with a long pause, he said, gentlemen, what did you get? Nobody knew what he was talking about. He said, I'll tell you what you got. A lot of hot air. And he said, unless you're properly trained when you stand in the pulpit, that's all you have is hot air.
Amen.
And that's all
Amen.
The people are getting. And I call, I've called it since then, it's simply goosebump theology, cotton candy theology. And today it's even devolved to be voodoo theology, where it is a mixture and a blend of mysticism and false teaching. And we're finding that today more than ever. And this is the reason I have a passion, ladies and gentlemen, for seeing men and women that are serving the Lord, Christian education, Christian counselors, pastors, associate pastors, those that are ministering in any capacity, needing to have an underpinning and a firm foundation in the Word of God.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have programs from the Associates of Arts, and you have every category, Associates of Arts in Biblical Studies, Christian Education, Christian Counseling. Then you have the Bachelor of Arts, the Master of Arts, Master of Divinity, and then the PhD, the THD, the D-Men. And the way that we grow in the Word of God is constantly being under. I've told people, Pastor Davis, I could be an eternal student, 200 lifetimes if that were possible, not 200 years, 200 lifetimes if that were possible, in the study of the Word of God, and always, always, always find something fresh and new and exuberant and challenging in my life in
Amen.
The Word of God.
Share
with our listeners just for a moment. Then we're going to take the balance of the time and looking at the text to validate what we're talking about this blending of the older and the younger generations in church together. Would you then, Brother Davis, feel that it's, let me back up, put it there. Do you feel that it's necessary for a man of God standing in the pulpit to have proper systematic theological training? Is that needed?
Yes, sir. It's very necessary for us on today for the head person of the church to be fully equipped, because as the old patriarchs taught us when I was coming along, if the head is out of order, then the rest of the body is also.
You got it.
So if, you know, yes, if he's not fully equipped to teach and to preach and to train and to bring up the children in the way that they should go, that the scriptures say, and when they are old, they won't depart, then he's not doing a very effective job.
Absolutely.
Not only that, he's doing a disservice to the person, because they could end up losing their souls in a devil's hell.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I believe that it is necessary, Pastor Davis. I've said this. Let me illustrate it this way. I believe that in any church, those that are maturing in the faith can mature only to the height, the level, and to the degree that the pastor's spiritual maturity sets the standard.
Amen. Amen.
They might mature otherwise, but they'll never go beyond the level of the pastor. And if the pastor does not have the proper theological, doctrinal, biblical training, then those in the congregation will neither have the training. They will not have the training that they need and that God would have us to have.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just drop this in. 1-800-GO-BIBLE is the number you call for the information at the university, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That 1-800-GO-BIBLE, you'll have someone that will respond. You leave your name, address, telephone number, what you're interested in, and someone will get back in touch with you. Leave that information with our auto attendant so that then we can get back with you and allow someone to meet with you, schedule a time, and go through what can be done. You perhaps have some credits already generated from a previous school. All of those are transferable. And today, in the modern theological educational approach, same as with the education from the U.S. Department of Education and every other Department of Education on a national level, you're allowed to transfer in and to gain credit by life experience.
Amen.
Brother Davis, many years ago, that was not possible. Today, life experience. A person will say, well, you know, I've been pastoring for 30 years, but I don't have a credential. I've been pastoring for 20 years, but I don't have a credential.
Amen.
You have learned a tremendous amount, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, that can be quantitatively and qualitatively measured, and credits given on your transcript for advanced standing in your college and your graduate study program. So I would encourage people, don't think that just because you've got a partial credential or you never finished college, you never finished the programs, that you do not, that those are lost. They're never lost. They can always be transferred. And so I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to pick up the phone, dial 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE, and let's see what can be done in relationship to our assisting you. And that is through Conservative Theological University. A number of new programs that we've just introduced. One of them is a bachelor's program. If you're 50 years old or older, and you have been in ministry of some type for 5 years or more, then we can work with you on what's called a prior learning experience portfolio and you, your BCTs, the Bible content testing, and get you on the fast track to finish your credentials that is so needed in today's society. But also not just the credential, but being able to get the training that you need to be able to stand and properly proclaim the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
Brother Davis, you heard my introduction in a monologue just a moment ago about the church that's asking its old people, as I call it, to get out of the church. What text would you think would be appropriate for us to go to think for a moment on what is the answer to that problem? What text would answer that, biblically give us the answer to that? Share with us for a brief moment about that.
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, I chose for today to basically go to Titus chapter 2.
All right.
Because it speaks about sound doctrine right there. That's something that's very needed in the church on today.
Yes.
What is doctrine? A lot of people want to know what doctrine is. What it means, something taught, the teachings or instruction, the principles of religion that are taught, or more literally, to teach the substance. In this case, the truths of God's word. Now, Jesus told us that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And this is what we need in the churches on today. In order for us to function in the way that God wants us to function, we really need solid foundational doctrine that we can stand on. It's time out for you doing it as you want to do it, or as you're doing it as you think you ought to do
it. That's right.
We should be doing it just like the Word of God says it ought to be done.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Amen.
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen.
Brother Davis, when you talked about Titus chapter 2, I've got my Bible. Do you have your Bible open there? If you do, just read the first two or three verses.
Amen. That first verse says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Now, I read another translation where Paul just told Titus, but as for you, in other words, as for you, this is what I want you to do. Speak thou, you speak the things which become or are proper for sound doctrine.
Yes.
There are some things that is going on in the church that are not proper.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing that's causing the church to be tripping up on today. This is why so many of the sinner people out in the world are seeing negative things in the church. They are not being properly taught. They're not being properly implemented. And this is why so many mistakes, so many sins are showing up in the lives of the believers in the church on today.
Yes. In fact, you touch on that. This is the reason the every denomination is now embracing the LGBTQ, the sodomite lifestyle. And they're debating and arguing, saying they're setting up committees and study groups, et cetera, to decide whether or not that's appropriate. We can go back just to this text. Speaking, preaching, teaching, sound doctrine.
Amen.
The word sound there comes out of a Greek word that has its root source in medical attention, that is sound. And that word sound literally is talking about that which is fitting, the things which become sound doctrine. That means healing, healthy, correct doctrine. And the word doctrine means teaching.
Amen.
But I like the beginning of that verse, Brother Davis. It says, but thou, speak thou. It says, and you're right, as for you, in contrast to the false teachers, he's saying, Timothy, don't teach like they're teaching. As for you, it's a challenge. It's a command. It's a directive. As
Amen.
For you, teach the things that become fitting, sound doctrine, healing doctrine.
Amen.
And that's the way it ought to be. In fact, when we look at that total text, Brother Davis, we find there he's charging him with the preaching and the teaching of sound doctrine, but then he elaborates further about the older women and the younger women and the older men and the younger men in the church.
Amen.
And what ought to be done. Speak to that for us a moment.
Well, I feel like the number one thing we need to always be reminded of is that if we obey, now everybody wants to be blessed.
Yes.
If you ask them on today, do you want to be blessed? I think you would not see a person that wouldn't be raising their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people want to be obedient to the word?
That's right.
They have to know and understand blessings come through obeying the word of God.
Amen.
If you expect for him to bless you, you have to obey what his word says.
Can't get it into the way.
Amen. Amen. But here, when we look at how Titus is explaining in his write-up, how the old men should be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that means they're supposed to be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That they be in behavior as becometh holiness.
Yes.
There is nothing more beautiful as a holy woman of God.
That's right.
How I know, because I have one.
That's right.
I love my lovely wife, Ruby.
Amen.
She was a holy woman when I met her. And this is the thing that really attracted my attention, because I was out in the world at the time, didn't know what was what, didn't know what to do was right, as according to the word of God.
Right.
You know, we thought we knew. In the time when we were out in the world, if you ask people right now in the world, are they praying, they'll tell you yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reading the word, they'll tell you yes. But do you know how to pray? Do you understand what you're reading? You cannot really accomplish anything unless you have the Spirit of God down on the inside.
Amen.
Leading and guiding you through those processes. So it takes holiness. Holiness is the first standard that God wants us to abide by. But when we look at what he's telling the older men and the older women, this is missing in the church on today.
Absolutely.
We have young women in there that's taking the seats of the older women, and we have young men in there, like you said before in the article, that's pushing the older people out of the way. People, you're going to end up in shipwreck.
That's right.
If you're not careful, you're going to end up in a place where you never thought you ever wanted to be.
That's right.
The word of God is right, and it's right all by itself.
Absolutely.
All it needs is for us to obey it. And if you start out right, you're going to end up right. Amen?
Absolutely. Amen. I find it fascinating, challenging, and a thrill when you see in this text, Pastor Davis, where the Apostle Paul is giving Titus instructions on how to preach, what to teach, and what the theme and the thesis of the message ought to be. And then the purpose for that is for the older men, the characteristics for the mature Christian men is to be sober. And that's not talking about alcoholic beverages. That means to be cautious, cautious in thinking, cautious in action. It's talking about having a level head, a level mind, steadiness in what's doing. And the older, that means the mature, that one that is playing the important role in the church to influence and to assist in the training and the maturing and the directing of the younger men.
Amen.
It's talking
Amen.
About being sober, being grave. That means serious-minded. Temperate, it says there. That means to be mature in all that you do under the control of the Holy Spirit of God. Sound in faith, and it's talking about having correct, healthy confidence in God.
Amen.
Sound in faith.
Amen.
But Brother Davis, it also says in that text how the women ought to respond, the older women. Now, the point that I'm wanting to make for our listeners to understand, and ladies and gentlemen, if I can jump right in and remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you've got a question for Brother Davis. Perhaps you've got a question that you'd like to ask about the text we're sharing. But what I'm wanting us to understand is we can't divide the body of Christ into the older generation, the younger generation, and focus on placating the younger generation with the rock and roll demonic music and with the goosebump theology and not teaching them sound doctrine.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Sound doctrine that Timothy Titus was charged with preaching is the same sound doctrine we're to teach today, Brother Davis, and the same approach that was taken in the church then was for the older women and the older men to be ministering to the younger men and the younger women and training them. It was
Amen.
The responsibility of the younger and the older to keep on keeping on in preaching and teaching and for the continuation of the Word of God.
Amen.
Speak to that for a moment.
Amen. And you know, Dr. Youngblood, just on the other day, I came across an older man that told me he was a Christian. And when I look at his outer appearance, now don't get me wrong. I mean, I know that we're not supposed to judge by the outer appearance. Right. It doesn't always mean something.
Right.
But it is a part of it, because what's on the inside is supposed to show up on the outside.
You got it.
If you have Christ on the inside, he's supposed to show up on the outside.
You got it.
This older guy told me that he was a deacon in the church and that he was saved. And I saw him with dreadlocks in his head. You know, this is what the younger African-American men are wearing on the day, and some of the others as well.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've seen other people wearing them.
Yeah.
The biggest pants you ever thought you wanted to see him wear, those are the type of pants he had on him. And he was walking down the sidewalk, snapping his fingers and going on. And I got to wondering, why was he doing that? And as I got a little bit closer to him, I come to find out that music he was listening to wasn't gospel music.
Yep.
It was, some of that stuff they like to bop to in the clubs on
the
day.
Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm.
And I stopped him and I asked him, I said, man, I said, I thought you told me that you were saved. And, you know, they have a slang that they like to call you. They like to call you dog in the world on the day.
Right.
And he said, dog, what do you mean? I said, wait a minute. First of all, I'm not your dog.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty sad, you know, when we see this. And what I'm saying, I don't want to go all the way down into it, take away too much from the program, from the discussion. But when we see these older people acting like the younger people and they're claiming to be in Christ, people, that's a scandal. That's a shame. That brings a scandal down upon the name of God. And this is what the old people taught us back during the times when I came into the church. Bishop Milton, Mother Peterson, and all those great saints told us that the word of God for a man, the word of God ought to fit the man like a tailor-made suit.
You got it. Absolutely.
That means no nips, no tucks, no gathers, no nothing.
You got it.
And then they turn around and said the word of God should fit an older woman like a tailor-made dress.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we ought to be dressing alike.
That's right.
We ought to be acting alike. When the world looks at us, they ought to be able to see the same thing.
In fact, Brother Davis, I tell people, and you probably heard me in the classroom, the Christian should be different. Look different, act different, talk different, even smell different.
Amen.
Amen. We need to stand out so that the world sees that we're walking with Christ, that we know Christ as Savior. We've got about 30 seconds left in this broadcast, Brother Davis. Would you wrap us up with the thoughts? What would you say to the listeners in these last 30 seconds about their need to get into the Word of God and study and recommend Conservative Theological University?
Well, people, just like Paul told us in the scriptures, study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is my message to you on today. This is what you need to do in order to be total and complete in God so that we can bring glory to his name and give him the praise that he so rightfully deserves.
Amen.
And I thank you again on today, Dr. Youngblood, for being here. Shout out to my church family, WWLTC, class of 1974. My workers at TJ Maxx, Waycross, Georgia. I thank God for all of you, and I love you very much.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
To worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.